but seen by no living man. Yet I defied them and went into the untrodden waste with my camel. I alone have seen it, and that is why no other face bears such hideous lines of fear as mine. Why no other man shivers so horribly when the night wind rattles the windows. When I came upon it in the ghastly stillness of unending sleep, it looked at me, chilly from the rays of a cold moon amidst the desert's heat. And as I returned its look, I forgot my triumph at finding it, and stopped still with my camel to wait for the dawn. For hours I waited, till the east grew gray, and the stars faded, and the gray turned to roseal light edged with gold. I heard a moaning, and saw a storm of sand stirring among the antique stones, though the sky was clear, and the vast reaches of the desert still. Then suddenly, above the desert's far rim, came the blazing edge of the sun, seen through the tiny sandstorm which was passing away. And in my fevered state, I fancied that from some remote depth there came a crash of musical metal to hail.